Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This podcast is brought to you by Frank Strong's Brewed Like Beer, Tastes Like Lemonade.
Craft brewed alcoholic lemonade.
Welcome to the Thinker Girls Pod Channel. I'm Stacey June.
And I'm Christy Mercer. Hello. We are back with another show for your ear holes. It's the 411, bitches.
Yes, where we give you the lowdown on everything we're interested in around the world, some particular pop culture stories. We do this weekly and we drop all different shows on the Thinker Girls Pod Channel most days of the week at the moment, where we discuss our lives, your lives, and our guest lives.
Yeah, if you're not already subscribed, chuck us a subscribe. Yeah. There's no other way. Or be one of our subs, as somebody called it the other day. Tanya Hennessy.
Yeah, that was her YouTube. That?
Can we use that? Subs.
Can we use that?
Can we have subs on potties?
Podcasts? Nah.
Yeah. Become a sub.
I was trying not to talk over you and then you just finished my sentence. it's over. I was like, oh, yeah.
It's like it just came. It was weird. Like, oh, yeah, it's happened. Oh, yep. Sorry about that.
I want to drop on this week's The Thinker Girls 411 how Kylie Jenner is going to end Snapchat. And probably some discussion around how Snapchat is over for all of us, really.
Okay.
If we're honest with ourselves.
I want to bring forth to the table a discussion about everybody's new girl crush, mine included, Millie Bobby Brown.
Oh, I can't wait because I have no idea who she is.
You are joking.
No. And what about last week's episode? I had to know it would have been episode eight, maybe, where we spoke about maths.
Yeah, Married at First Sight. This is a new bloody place you find yourself in.
I didn't know about maths either. And people were so angry. People were like, why would you do a recap and not know about maths? I'm like, that was the point.
That was the point.
Because not everybody understands maths. But I think people think we are that into maths that I was just like, it was irrelevant to even talk to a person that wasn't into it. That's how big it is. So is this Millie person as big as maths? Am I going to get a barrage from our posse because I don't know about Millie also?
I hate to break it to you, but Millie Bobby Brown is so much bigger than maths. Oh. It is not even funny. The fact that I am so shocked, because you are a pop culture gal. I'm surprised you don't even know who she is.
Well, let's keep fresh blood till the end of the show and get straight into our old faithfuls, which are the fact that I am not keeping up with the Kardashians.
What the hell? I thought you had Fox telling you were watching it all the time now.
Well, on that, Ben thought that he got free Foxtel with the new Telstra upgrade.
Oh, shit.
They've screwed him, so now it's not there. I can't watch the latest episode, which apparently is where Kim announced she was having a baby. Maybe. This is the thing. Now, the reason I want to talk about the Kardashians today is because I think it was Monday morning, so that would have been the 26th of February, Kylie Jenner tweets, so does anyone else not open Snapchat anymore or is it just me? Ugh, this is so sad. She is Snapchat's biggest user. Like,
right.
There isn't a person that is gaining them more traction, more money, and more interest in Snapchat than Kylie Jenner. To the point that Kylie created her show in a real kind of Snapchat social media format. Kylie's world is really driven around the Snapchat videos she did. She does this tweet thinking, I don't know if she's thinking. I wonder if she's aware of how substantial and influential her voice is in this stuff, because the morning of, it wasn't even the next day, the Snap stock, which Snap is the public company that it's, you know how sometimes...
And it only recently went public.
Yeah, and the public company is called something different, so it's called Snapchat, but the public company is called Snap. The stock actually went down 6% in one single day. 6% of Snap, i.e. Snapchat, is worth approximately, according to this article, $1.3 billion. That is the kind of influence she has on the app. Keeping Up with the Kardashians can no longer be their name when I feel like we can't keep up with them anymore. Everything has now gone private.
Oh.
We know nothing about Kylie's baby or Kim's baby.
But isn't that like, well, that's probably their new plan where they're like going to put everything in the show so then you have to get Foxtel and pay extra on your bills to be able to watch it.
That's right. Now they've got their own apps and you don't get anything for
free.
Oh,
well, that's why, because before they didn't have their own apps. And now they're just going to put everything as exclusive on you to make more money. Wouldn't
that make
more sense?
I don't even believe they're putting a lot of things on their apps. Like, I think she tweeted or she Snapchatted a photo of her baby's foot. We can't even see the hand or the face.
Oh, is that the one that people were photoshopping the did you see that? They were photoshopping the swatches of different eyeshadow colours
onto feet.
Stormy, and it was like they start them young.
This is all I know about this child, right? And I've done a bit of a fact sheet for us to get as much information as we can on both of these new babies from the Kardashians.
Hang on, you've got a Kardashian baby fact sheet.
But it's minimal. This is my point. This is all we have on the Storm Chicago fact sheet. So Storm is Kylie's baby, Chicago is Kanye and Kim's, right?
Hang on, Kanye and Kim have a kid called Chicago.
Exactly.
I just thought they had Saint and then the other cute one.
Exactly. In January, they gave birth to
surrogate.
A third child.
Wasn't it via surrogate?
Via surrogate. We know nothing about the surrogate. Apparently, through all of the gossip rags, which I don't even think I can properly report because we don't know what is legit. But some of them are saying that they know that this woman is African-American, she's educated, she's a Democrat. I mean, there's not a lot of information. And it does feel very unofficial. We also know that she's calling Chicago, which I'm pretty sure it's a good boy. She. So C-H-I.
She. Like the start of Chicago.
Yeah.
So,
But it's not pronounced she. Apparently, she wants it to be pronounced shy.
Oh.
So she said.
But that's not how you start the word Chicago.
No.
You don't say Chicago.
No.
Would you like to catch a flight and go to Chicago
no,
for the weekend?
Chicago. Not even an American accent. You could Chicago. It's not how it's happening. Chicago was named after Kanye's mum, which I find interesting.
Wasn't her name Donda?
Her name was Donda. Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
Maybe she was born in Chicago.
She was born in Chicago. So I don't know why the kid's name's not
what
Donda.
What would your kid's name be?
I'm guessing it's because Donda is a shocking name.
What would your kid's name be if you went with that rule? Mine would be Oakley.
Oh, if your mum was born.
Think of it.
Broad Meadows.
Broady. Anybody that's grown up in Melbourne will be going, ugh.
Or even worse, Jacana. Which has actually got a nice 80s twist to it. Jackie, it could have almost been.
That's so
good. The deep west of Melbourne.
In the Bronx.
Oh, 100%. But yeah, so that is basically that is all we know. That the surrogate apparently voted for the Democrats, was in great physical shape. We don't know anything else. She wasn't invited to the baby shower, but again, I don't believe all that stuff.
Well, why did you bother wasting an A4 piece of paper with that fact sheet? There's like two
this
dot points.
This is my point. There is no fact sheet. We are not used to not keeping up with the Kardashians. So as this girl, young girl, let me remind you, okay, maybe young woman, is now dropping tweets and putting businesses out because of them sharing their lives, we find ourselves now unawares. We don't know any info about these people.
Okay, well,
I'm not comfortable with it. I feel like we own them. It's like it's like Barnaby Joyce. You don't
deep
get
breaths.
To have a relationship that's not on the public forum. We own you, bitch. We do.
We don't. You don't anymore. Because you don't have the apps. Like, what have you done to financially support the Kardashians? It's like they're...
Watched 10 seasons of their show.
I get that. But are you subscribing to their fucking game thing where you would have to, you know, pay $9.99 to download to get all of the latest shits and bits of their lives? Like, they're probably at a point now.
I may or may not have downloaded Kim Kardashian's app.
You have not.
Not the game, the app. And when I realized it was like $12 a month that comes straight out of your
iTunes. Yeah,
I know
it's subscription. That's how they roll people because you don't write. Like you just look at your statement. You're like, what's the? Oh, must be the two coffees I bought.
Yeah, Spotify's fine. I'm happy to do that. But Kimmy K's freaking...
What's Kimmy K, sidebar? What's Kimmy K rocking on her app? Like, well, what is she giving you for $12.99?
At the time, not a lot that I wasn't getting from anywhere else. But now, I'm intrigued.
Because this is the thing. Their family's so big. Can you imagine every single month dropping $12.99 on Kim's app, Chloe's app, Kylie's app? The mum probably has an app. Their dog has an app.
That is $100 a month if you were minimum to go through all of them.
So that's what I'm saying. The Kardashians / Jenners have a very smart business plan in that they're like, we've given everybody everything for the last decade where they feel like they own us. In the words of Stacey June, I own you, bitch. So now they're going to go, you know what? This whole just giving it away thing, we may as well scam $100 a month from every sucker that's going to sign up and forget that they've put their credit card details in. I mean, and if you were in that position, why wouldn't you?
Well, they've got more than a lot of artists that I love. Do you know what I mean? Like, think about all of the things you illegally download. Like, there's so many. I don't do that anymore because I actually really guilty about it now. Same. I just think, A, it's illegal, so you shouldn't be doing it. But B, I know as a creator that life is not always easy financially. Oh, no. So I'm like, no way am I going to do that. At the same time, though, I've given money to that juggernaut. Like, it's insane.
I think a lot of people would have.
But isn't that crazy? Little Australian dramas that you downloaded. It's crazy to think that you're illegally downloading that. But Kim Kardashian has got $30 of mine.
But because they've made it in that way where you feel a sense of ownership, you're in the family, you know them well enough that you're like, I am physically not coping, not knowing about this kid. Okay, and on that note, it's time to hear from our sponsors.
Oh, Saturdays, sleeping in after having stayed up quite late, daydreaming, hitting the beach, all play and absolutely no work.
Oh, and you know what the best part is now? You can capture that very feeling, but for your skin, because you know what? Your skin should feel as good as you do on a Saturday morning.
Yes, which I think would be refreshed, happy, maybe healthy, definitely bright.
You, yes. Saturday Skin is developed to reveal your clearest, dewiest complexion. I love that word.
Dewy.
Yeah.
Dewy. You want your skin to be dewy, but not too shiny.
No, not too shiny.
You know, because the Illuminator these days is really killing it in some ways.
Nah, Saturday Skin's got your back and your face, girl.
Yeah.
Because it is all of that just packed into one bottle.
Yeah, a weekend in a bottle. Make every day your Saturday by using Saturday Skin. Big shout out to these guys who have gotten behind us on our very first month of launching our pod channel.
Yeah, it is available at Myer, or you can hit up saturdayskin.net and make sure if you do use the promo code TG for your 10% discount.
Oh, guys.
Yeah, see, this is still free, but we need to have the ad in there, you know what I mean?
What, our podcast channel?
Yes, correct. So we're keeping it free for the people.
For now.
Okay, I want to talk to you about everybody's new girl crush right now, including mine. I'm obsessed with Millie Bobby Brown.
Have you got a photo for me? Because I got no idea who this is.
You know who it is. You have seen Stranger Things, or at least half an episode.
No, I haven't. I watched the first 5 minutes of it. It freaked me out. I wasn't in a great headspace in my life, and I was like, I don't need another weird Breaking Bad thing to seep into my head and freak me the F out.
This is Millie Bobby. I'm turning around my laptop screen. So this was the shoot that she did for V.
She's very modelly.
She is beautiful. Okay.
Okay.
She reminds me heaps of like Natalie Portman.
Ah, yeah.
Don't you reckon? So anyway, she has freaking shot to fame over the last couple of years because she is basically the biggest star and the most loved and talked about character on Stranger Things.
Okay.
Called Eleven. It's set in the 80s. And it's all about like sci-fi stuff. So the CIA are doing these crazy experiments on humans. So her character was taken away from her mum when she was born, and then they've been experimenting with her in a lab, and then she's got all these like powers, like she's telepathic and can move shit with her eyes and it makes her nose bleed and all that kind of stuff. But let me tell you reasons as to why she is now everybody's girl crush. The fact that she now has 14.9 million followers on Instagram. Here's the kicker though. Like her, how mature and cool and like how much she seems to be emotionally intelligent and know about herself is nuts based on how old she is. And I feel like a lot of the reason. She's only just turned 14.
I'm sorry.
She's only just turned 14. Her birthday was on the 19th of Feb.
We are talking about a 14-year-old.
She was born in 2004. What were you doing at that time? You were kicking it on a dance floor somewhere?
Probably with Jay Course, Ministry of Sound. Thank
you. Back in your DJ managing days. She was coming out of her mother's vagina at that point.
Hang on. Why are we talking about a child? Like, she can't be an icon at 14.
What do you mean? You can't argue with something that already is. She is an icon. You can't say to someone, you're not an icon.
Yes, I can.
If she is.
Define icon. Icon needs to be somebody that has established themselves and feels like they've had presence on the earth. She's been on the earth for not even barely a decade.
But this is the thing with her. She's an old soul. And this is what people are upset. You know who is one of her biggest fans? Drake. Drake.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
That feels a bit weird to me.
Drake.
Why is everyone obsessed with a 14-year-old? Shouldn't she just be a kid? Now that I look at that photo that you've shown me, she's dressed up. What was this? What was it?
That
a Veep
was the
shoot?
V magazine shoot.
Okay, so she is in this kind of real indie strip back. She's fully clothed. Like, she has short shorts on. But I still feel like the images are very, very mature for a 14-year-old.
Now, I would totally disagree with that. Because if I think about other pop stars or whatever that are 14 years old doing more raunchy things, some of the lyrics that you hear in songs, like, she's not showing any crazy amounts of skin.
What?
She doesn't have heaps of makeup on. But I feel like there are a lot of people that are younger and that are older, like Drake. Karlie Kloss is another one who's like a Victoria's Secret model who has been like Instagramming that she's like a massive girl fan, like has a huge girl crush on Millie Bobby Brown. It's the fact that she seems to be very emotionally intelligent. She never reveals heaps of skin. Like when she was on the red carpet a couple of weeks ago for the SAG Awards, she's rocked up wearing Converse shoes and a gown. And I think that's why I really rate her, because I think that when you're a girl growing up, like when you're around 14, 15 years old, maybe even younger, 12, 13, you're often looking at girls that are older than you, don't you think? Like at least 18, 19 years old. Mm. Like, I think it is cool, and we shouldn't dismiss people of a certain age just because she's 14 years old. She's a really brilliant actor, and the fact that she's never actually trained professionally as an actor I think's really awesome too. She just said, I really wanted to do it. My parents supported me. I never went to acting school. And then she auditioned for the Stranger Things part and they were like, we need to have this chick on this show. And then I think that that is a really cool thing to have somebody of that age that's a girl that people can look up to of around the same age.
I agree with that, because I don't think that there are great role models around all the time for younger girls. So that we can never get enough of those. But I do feel like one of the biggest things I've thought about in terms of how I want to parent and what I find important in bringing children into the world is really, really harnessing their childhood for as long as possible. And I know that when you step into the entertainment industry as a kid, that's going to always be really difficult because it is a very adult-dominated industry. But at the same time, I don't like the words like icon and what were you calling it? It girl and all those kinds of things. At 14, I don't think we should be aiming to have those kinds of words around people that haven't lived. I just think it is A, a lot of pressure for those characters, and B, I think it's unrealistic to kind of put pressure or put that much emphasis on a person that has one job in a television show that seems to dress okay.
But why can't we call somebody an icon? Like we would call a sports star that's 14 years old.
I wouldn't.
But isn't
I can have, like, I don't have that. I don't think that's, yeah. I
but
don't
doesn't,
see
can't,
as...
like, can't it just, you're talking about innocence. Can't that be an innocent act to watch a TV show as a 10-year-old kid, Stranger Things? You're like, this is a really cool show. I think she's an awesome actor. And then you follow her on Instagram and she's putting up messages, wearing age-appropriate clothes, talking about girls should be empowered to be who they are. Like she put up this video that went viral of her shaving her head for that role. And it went pretty nuts, this post, that she said, the day I shaved my head was the most empowering moment of my whole life. The last strand of hair I...
Empowering moment of her life. She's 14.
And it probably, it is still the most empowering moment of her life. So what is the problem with her being 14 or 24 years old? If you're 12 and you're searching somebody on Instagram, can't a good message just be a good message?
I don't like the word icon.
But
I disagree with the word icon for anybody that isn't an adult.
But if she's projecting to the world a message of, Be empowered to be yourself.
None of these things are negative. Of course they are positive. But that weighs really heavy on girls and young people feeling the pressure that they have to be already that substantial at 14, that they have to already be changing the world at 14, that they already have to be empowered at 14. Let 14-year-olds be 14-year-olds. I do not think you should be thinking about changing the world, empowering the world, or shaving your head for an example in her spotlight. I mean, I think they're good things. And I think separately, they might be great things too. But as all a collation of all of that on one person says to me, she will not have a childhood. She will not be able to be a teenager in her own right. She will not be able to make mistakes and just kind of slow that process.
But welcome to life. Like, coming up in a couple of weeks, we will have our interview with Yelena Dokic go up. And whether you're a sports star, somebody in the limelight, whether you're a singer, an actor, an entertainer, like, you can't, whilst I understand what you're saying in that let's let kids be kids, if a kid is a really talented actor, they have good, solid people and family around them to remind them that they are a kid, like, who are you to turn around and say that we can't use the word icon?
Because I am myself, it's my opinion. Of course I can say I think the word icon comes from adult and life. It's that simple. It just is putting a lot of pressure on young people to have all of this political, social conscience. In one flip side, I think it's great, but I think 14 is too early to be seriously thinking about
that stuff. I do think that some 14-year-olds, like, not every 14-year-old is the same. Maybe some 14-year-olds naturally do have that kind of worldly prowess where you go, what the hell, where is this coming from? I certainly know I'm thinking of some of my younger cousins around that age that you just go, how are you 14 years old?
But I think that's because the society around us has ignored the essence of being a child. Now all kids 10 years old plus want to be adults. And we always wanted to be adults when we were little. I was definitely one of those girls. I was not playing outside. I was sitting at the kitchen table having a cup of tea with my mum and her friends. And a lot of the time they were forcing me to go outside and I didn't want to. But at the same time, I understand why they were doing it and why it was important to not always be around the adults, because we used to harness that. We used to try and stretch that out. We don't do that anymore. If kids want phones early, they get them. If they want to wear makeup at 9 or 10, they can. And if we want to also have someone join a charity at 11, they do. And whilst there's things that are more admirable than others, I do still think that the entire premise of kids growing up too fast is a really big issue with the way that our society as a whole is presenting to how you just become an adult really quickly, and being an adult is really, really exhausting.
There has to be an element of acceptance as to where society is, and if it means that we can get, rather than going, all right, kids aren't allowed to have phones at all and then they go and look at their friends, if it means that there's going to be a young role model, you know, and they do use social media and they're looking at it for good things, well, that I don't necessarily think that that can be completely harmful.
No, and I never said it was harmful. I just said it was a shame she was 14. That was it. So your obsession is very granted. I just think I cannot believe that the world is talking about a 14-year-old this way. I think it's intense.
Really?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm still rating her.
Let us know what you think nuts on the socials. I don't know if this absolutely divides everybody like it's divided us. It'd be so interesting to see what you think. We'll put a post up today, actually, on our Facebook. You can find us at facebook.com/thinkergirls. And let us know where you stand. Are you you on Mercer's side and think that this is such a positive thing, or do you think 14 is too young to have this pressure?
Yeah, let's hash it out on Facebook. If you've got a couple of seconds, we would love for you to give us a little rating on iTunes. It really, really helps spread the word that we can continue to do this.
Yeah, we'll have a brand new show up next week. Sophie Kashia will join us, ooh, also known as the Young Mummy, as we hack into a few questions about how it is to become a mum and what it's like to, I suppose, have seen the mummy blogger, what would you call it?
Phenomenon
follow after you, really, and how she copes with that. A lot of other interesting chats about relationships with mums and all kinds of things. You're going to love that show.
Yeah, so good. We'll catch you then.
Okay, bye guys. Bye.
our fave time of the week is. That is when we get to go live with you, our posse, and chat about whatever you guys want.
We absolutely love going live on Facebook, but you'll only get notified that we're online if you follow us, the Thinker Girls on Facebook.
Yeah, we get to say hello to you, give you guys an update on hashtag our lives, and answer the questions that you've been dying to ask us.
So once a week, make sure that you hang in on the Thinker Girls Facebook page to find out when you can find us.
This podcast is brought to you by Frank Strong's. Brewed like beer, tastes like lemonade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.